Bahraini regime forces attack anti-monarchy protesters in the capital Manama and the village of Bani Jamra, who were demanding the release of prominent opposition leader Sheikh Ali Salman. Regime forces fired tear gas and smoke grenades to disperse the protesters who demanded Sheikh Salman's release. He is the Secretary General of the Al-Wefaq National Islamic Society and is charged with breaking the law and insulting the Interior Ministry. Al-Wefaq has rejected the allegations. Meanwhile, a court in Manama has sentenced renowned human rights activist Nabil Rajab to 6 more months in jail for making anti-government statements on social media. Rajab has appealed the ruling and is now free on bail. International rights groups have called on Manama to drop the charges against Rajab, who recently ended a 2-year jail term for similar charges. Let's speak to Osama Al-Aradi. He's the assistant professor with the University of Toledo, and he joins us via Skype from Detroit. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, I'd like to get your opinion, first of all, on the fact that the Bahraini regime, despite the condemnation coming from human rights organizations, continues to carry on with its repressive policies, jailing and sentencing human rights activists.
Yes, definitely. I mean, as you notice, the government of Bahrain has escalated recently its actually oppression even against people who are asking for dialogue and reforms and never asked for fall of the regime. You know, an example is the general secretary of Al-Wefaq party. You know, he never called for aggression, never called for a fall of the regime, always been asked for a dialogue and reform, but you know, as you noticed, there are several fabrications against him, and now he's in jail and he's facing a sentence on January 28th of this month. As you see, also oppression of freedom of expression and exposing what the government is doing in Bahrain in regards to human rights violation, something that Nabil Rajab has been doing. And, you know, although he already served some time in jail, but he left jail and he's continuing to do what he's doing. Basically, he's uncovering credibly what the crimes are being committed against the humanity and against people of Bahrain. And that what not Bahrain government wants the rest of the world to see. They want to continue their oppression, they want to continue, but they don't want the world to hear about it. Nabil Rajab is well connected to international organization and all that. And, of course, all international human rights organizations will support Nabil Rajab, Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, all those, unfortunately, this is not being translated into political actions because, as you know, the major allies to the Al-Khalifa regime actually support them very well, including the British, including the U.S. government did not show any real support to the people of Bahrain.
Well, Mr. Al-Aradi, speaking of which, looking at how Bahraini regime has been given a green light from its Western allies to continue with its repression, would its methods and policies work, though, in bringing back or ending this uprising in Bahrain and bringing it back to the status quo?
Yeah, I mean, what the Bahrain of government tried to do over the past several years, and as a matter of fact, for the past few decades, actually trying to suppress and oppress the people of Bahrain, tried too many methods, including jailing, arresting the major opposition leaders, torture, kill, tear gas, including humiliation of the people, fabrication of stories against the detainees, and oppression with the mouth, folding of the people, right, and creation of a fear in the country so that people do not talk or do not express their opinion.
Indeed.
Let's leave
it there for now. I'm afraid we've run out of time. That was Osama Al-Aradi, assistant professor with the University of Toledo, joining us via Skype from Detroit. Many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV, sir.